T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Heat advisory today looking for a high of 99, right now 82 degrees. One person is dead following a shooting in southeast Wichita.
It happened around 6 Monday evening near Boston and Oliver, just to the north of Harry. Officers are looking for two suspects that may be on foot or on bikes. Police Lieutenant Ronald Hunt says investigators don't yet know if the man who was shot is from the neighborhood or if he even knew the suspects.
We are attempting to talk to people that live in the area, as well as anybody who may have seen some people running through the old Clapp golf course.
Additional information is expected to be released later this morning. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And Wichita police are looking for suspects in a weekend homicide. 22-year-old Albert Costello was killed in northeast Wichita as part of a gang-related shooting, say police. The victim suffered multiple gunshot wounds to his body, as did a 24-year-old man who survived the shooting. The victim is in serious condition, that victim. Police Lieutenant Chad Beard is with the Community Gang Felony Assault Unit. He says this happened early Sunday at an apartment complex near 21st and Woodlawn.
The investigation revealed an exchange of gunfire between two groups of people occurred in the parking lot. There was damage located to the apartment complex buildings, as well as several vehicles in the parking lot. No other injuries were reported at that time. This is an ongoing investigation, and the shooting was not a random incident.
Pastor Buck DeShazer urged anyone with information to call a community-based hotline at 519-2282.
It's time out for this senseless killing of our children. So I want to make a direct appeal to the family members, to any community members. If you have seen something or have heard something or know something, we want you to say something. This has been going on too long. I am afraid that more of our children are going to die because of this senseless violence.
This is Wichita's 19th criminal homicide case of the year. Three people were hospitalized after a car accident in West Wichita, including a little girl. Police officer Charlie Davidson says emergency crews responded to the scene at Kellogg and Meridian early Monday.
When they arrived, they observed a Chevy, white Chevy Malibu, that had struck the median multiple times and had flipped onto its side. A driver and front seat passenger were transported to an area hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries.
A 2-year-old girl in the car was taken to a hospital with serious injuries. Neighbors on Detroit's west side are in shock over the death of a 9-year-old girl mauled by pit bulls Monday afternoon. This man saw the dogs attack the girl and chase them away.
I ran towards them, and I grabbed a brick, threw it at them. They all ran out. I don't know where they went. So I decided to stay with the girl to make sure that she's okay. I yelled out for help.
The dogs and their owner are in custody. The owner is expected to face possible involuntary manslaughter and homicide charges. More than a week after Jeffrey Epstein's jailhouse suicide, Britain's royal family is rejecting claims that Prince Andrew had a part in Epstein's alleged sex crimes.
The denial comes amid a newly surfaced video obtained by the Daily Mail. Footage from 2010 supposedly shows the Duke of York inside Epstein's New York City mansion, opening the front door, waving goodbye to a young brunette leaving the home. Several other women are reportedly seen coming and going from the residence. This allegedly took place about a year and a half after Epstein finished a 13-month prison term for soliciting child prostitution. A statement from Buckingham Palace reads, quote, "The Duke of York has been appalled by the recent reports of Jeffrey Epstein's alleged crimes." Brian Yenis, Fox News.
City of Wichita now has 1,000 electric scooters for rent. Mayor Jeff Longwell rates the pilot scooter program for KNSS News.
If I were to grade it right now, I'd probably give it a C-. They still aren't abiding by all of the rules of the way that the scooter is supposed to be operated.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show right here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Now 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock here on this Tuesday morning.
Traffic this morning, well, we've got some road construction that started up yesterday. It's actually got a lane closed. This lane that they've got closed, or the ramp that they've got closed, northbound I-235 to North Broadway. That's just short of that North Junction, the one exit short of that North Junction. Shut down. They shut it down yesterday, and it will be closed all the way until around November sometime, but that's what they've got going there, up there in the Green Project up north. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a few patchy clouds to start the day, it's going to be sunny and hot this afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-90s at noontime, near 100 with a heat index 105 to 110. We may see a thunderstorm drift in after midnight, Harlow 75. Scattered storms Wednesday afternoon in 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now partly cloudy sky, 77 degrees. We have a south wind at 8 miles per hour. 6:11 with Steve and Ted. Sunny, hot day across central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 99 degrees. Normal high for the date is 91, so we were well above normal yesterday. I don't know if anybody else recorded this. I didn't see the highest heat index. Maybe they didn't have that on the National Weather Service page. I saw 109 for an afternoon heat index yesterday. It got toasty. My friend Don Hall down at KEYN was saying he was playing in the Crime Stoppers golf tournament yesterday. Those guys must have been toasting out there. He said he drank plenty of water. And that's the whole deal. You got to drink the water if you're going to go out. 6:12 now, 12 minutes past 6 o'clock. On this date, this is August 20th, 2019. On this date, in 1964, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Economic Opportunity Act, a nearly $1 billion anti-poverty measure. And you know what? President Johnson, bless his heart, and so many other people thought, maybe if we could just spend some federal money on this, we could eliminate poverty in our lifetime. We went to the moon. Can't we eliminate poverty?
Well, the answer to that is no.
It's a whole lot tougher. What you got, Jed?
Some more traffic things. We've got something that's wrapping up now in South Wichita. I've been listening to a police pursuit for a little while. It was on McLean, started near 26th Street South in Seneca, got to about 85 miles per hour. The vehicle is now wrecked. It wrecked out somewhere around 34th South and Dodge Avenue, which is near Seneca.
Yep, Dodge.
Right. Yeah, and it's a foot chase now, so they've kind of cordoned off that area. If you're seeing police in that area, might want to stay away.
That's the activity now. Again, where is it generally? Just
right now, 34th Street South, 35th Street South, and Seneca. That's the area.
Okay, yeah. All right. An airport security officer worker in New York has been fired for handing a passenger a handwritten note that said, "You ugly." The June incident came to light after passenger Neil Strassner obtained security video through a public records request and posted it to YouTube. The video from Greater Rochester International Airport shows the worker handing Strassner the note after he passes through a metal detector. Strassner says he didn't think much of it and continued toward his gate. That's when, says the woman, yelled out, "You gonna open the note?" Strassner said that when he did, the woman burst out laughing. He later complained to her supervisors. The Transportation Security Administration says the woman worked for a contractor. The agency says it has zero tolerance for this type of behavior. I thought the TSA was a contractor. Well, anyway, I don't know what she
thought. It's a contractor to the contractor.
She must have thought that was real funny.
Apparently.
Apparently, she insulting people who are patiently going through that crap called the TSA screening process. Say, what was the stay? We were at the at a hotel in Atlanta, what, two years ago?
Mm-hmm.
For the Marconi Awards when we were a finalist. Do you remember what hotel that was? It wasn't the Hyatt Regency.
It was that huge one.
It was a huge hotel. Yeah. Well, police say a man flashed a housekeeper at an Atlanta hotel and died trying to escape security by leaping between balconies. Now, flashing, the man exposed himself, allegedly. Atlanta police investigator James White tells reporters the man died at the Hyatt Regency Atlanta Hotel early Monday. White says the housekeeper reported the man to security, and as the man fled, he attempted to jump from a balcony at least 10 stories high to another one nearby. It says a man missed a balcony, fell to his death. And so it looks like an accident.
That couldn't be pleasant.
Yeah. Investigation is ongoing, but wow. Yeah, but that hotel we stayed at, and I don't remember which
one. That might be it.
It could be, but that thing was like 30, 40 stories.
It was a
more than that.
It was a massive, yeah. It's I think one of the biggest hotels in Atlanta.
We were like on a 25th or 26th floor. Yeah. And the thing was, it had an atrium, or, you know, it was hollow in the middle.
Yeah.
So you could go out and you could look over and see way down.
You're looking down 20 stories, yeah.
I do not like to stay that high in a hotel ever. It's scary. It's scary to me. I don't like heights, so. There you go.
You'll stick with the Holiday Inn, second floor.
Second floor.
Maybe.
The highest I want to go. 616, now Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And interesting story out of Detroit about a little 9-year-old girl. The neighbor's dogs jumped her and mauled her, and she died. Pit bulls, and you know, there's a huge debate. Are pit bulls by breed a violent animal? I know that when I interviewed Mark Eby from Kansas Humane Society mm-hmm. a couple of weeks ago, he said basically it's illegal to breed pit bulls in Wichita. You can't; it's illegal to do it. And I know that it's a very popular breed, and a lot of people say, well, you're good dogs in bed, how they're trained, whatever. But whatever happened, this little girl was mauled, and somebody shot one of the dogs. I mean, you heard the story a few minutes ago on Fox, but good gravy. When it comes to animals like that, you know, and some breeds, I know that my sister-in-law's mother, if we can go that far removed, Lee had a dog that was not a pit bull, but a Rottweiler she'd raised since a pup.
Mm-hmm.
And this dog got a little sick one time or something, and when Lee got down in that dog's face, it went after her.
Ooh.
And darn near chewed her face off.
Ooh.
So when these animals get sick, you know, Ted, and they can get really crazy. So I'm not saying the pit breed is, I don't know whether it's inherently a bad dog, but we hear a lot of attacks, and when they latch onto somebody, they latch on, it looks like, and really do damage. All right, let's try to find something a little more cheery to talk about this morning, 618 with Steve and Ted. How about sports with Ted Woodward this morning, Ted?
Yeah, Kansas City Royals began a week-long road trip last night, nice and quiet in Baltimore. Only 11,000 people on a school night showing up to see the Royals and the Orioles last night. Baltimore, the worst team in the major leagues. The Royals' bullpen wasn't very good, but the Royals did manage to get enough key hits in this game. You heard the game last night on Sports Radio KFH.
And here is Deeney. Swings it. It's one to deep left field. That ball is deep. Wilkerson back on it. That ball is gone. The Royals go back to back, and there is the first major league home run for Nick Deeney.
Kansas City beats the Orioles 5-4, handing Baltimore its eighth loss in a row. The Royals only got six hits, but enough offense to get the job done.
Now who's Nick Deeney?
Another guy, the backup catcher that he's called up.
The Royals?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Catcher's been kind of a problem this year without
Without Salvador Perez, yeah. You kind of have to do what you got to do.
Right.
Royals win it 5-4. Kansas City at Baltimore again tonight. Listen live at 6 o'clock on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. St. Louis Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers in St. Louis 3-0 last night with pretty interesting pitching. A one-hitter for the Cardinals. Dakota Hudson threw seven hitless innings. Then the bullpen gave up a double in the eighth. Ended up being a one-hitter. Back-to-back wins for the Cardinals.
So he pitches seven hitless innings, and they don't give him a chance to pitch a no-hitter?
Nope. He had thrown 111 pitches. Manager took him out.
I don't know. If he's competitive, and I know he is, all major leaguers are, I would have gotten his face and said, no, you're not taking me out of here till I die.
And it was a close game. They probably needed to do the pinch hitter in the National League.
Oh, okay, National League.
I might have had to do that.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah. So the back-to-back wins for the Cardinals, who are atop the National League Central Division, a half-game lead over the Cubs right now. In pro football last night, preseason Monday night action between the San Francisco 49ers and the Broncos in Denver last night. Starting offensive left guard for the Broncos, Kansas State Wildcat rookie Dalton Risner, who is the starter, is pegged to be the starting offensive left guard for the Broncos this year as a rookie.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Wow.
He played on 39% of the plays last night for the Broncos. As the former Kansas State Wildcat, Dalton Risner, looks like he's first string for the Broncos.
I know it doesn't matter, but what was the score on that?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It's preseason. I don't care.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. I mean, still, I would like to have stayed up and watched some of that because I like both those teams. I like to watch them.
So you had action last night, and Dalton Risner is getting some nice reps there with the Broncos. 100 years ago on this day, pretty interesting piece of Wichita baseball history. It was 100 years ago on this day, the Wichita Witches hosted the Tulsa Oilers in Wichita.
All right.
Outfielder Joe Wilhoit, the Wichita Wonder, had his 69-game hitting streak on the line. And this is the day it came to an end. He went 0-for-3, walked in his last at-bat, which was not very popular with the Wichita fans. But that's the mark that is still the all-time record.
It's still the record,
isn't
it?
It's still the record. 69-game hitting streak by Joe Wilhoit of the Wichita Witches. Still the longest hitting streak in organized baseball history. Really.
Guy from Wichita.
The only time it's been sniffed out a couple of times was by a guy named Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio. Joe D.
Who had a 61-game hitting streak for the San Francisco Seals in the 30s. And then, of course, the 56-game hitting streak with the Yankees in 41.
But he still didn't get to 69.
But the record is still Joe Wilhoit.
What happened to him afterwards? Because that's a good...
Well, he ended up, later that year, they called him up to the Red Sox. And he ended up playing in the outfield along with a 24-year-old outfielder named Babe Ruth.
That is a hell of a story. Good Wichita.
Joe Wilhoit in the summer of 1919 for the Wichita Witches.
Streaking Joe.
My gosh, good stuff. Yeah. Hey, that's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Hey, it's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break already here on KNSS. Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office just like Steve and Ted by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Plus traffic and weather on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.